my pocket before I look like I'm
picking a wedgie.
Oh yeah,
nerd.
Oh, I'm not wearing my glasses.
Wish you were. Okay. So welcome to the second episode.
Yes, it wasn't supposed to be the second episode today.
No, God, no, it wasn't. It was supposed to be like the fourth.
This poor girl got strep.
What do you do?
And
normally I could power through, but strep throat apparently gotta sleep a lot and
take antibiotics.
And take antibiotics. I know. There's no mind over matter strep.
No, but it's cute that you try.
I didn't try. I went to the doctor immediately. When something's wrong with me, I go to the doctor right away. It's very good.
That is another thing we have in common, is our medical stuff. And I think that might actually be why we would go immediately.
For sure. Doctor's there to help. When you go to the emergency, we're in Canada, so you have to be there for 19 hours. But apart from that...
I mean, I didn't, but I had a much more serious reason to be rushed through.
Oh, as a child, God no, I was right in there. But now, I don't know, strep, they don't care.
I mean, yeah, it's manageable.
I actually got 2 phone calls, they totally care. So, childhood illness you were mentioning, B?
Yes. Wow, what a interesting turn of events.
What a wonderful segue into what we were going to be talking about.
Which is actually really weird, because that was not scripted. That just kind of...
Nothing scripted. Yeah. Just going by the seat of our pants in all aspects. Until Sunday. Kind of
thing. Yeah. Next Sunday. But yeah. So I guess we were kind of diving into our friendship and like the random things that we had in common. And one of the things that we have talked about is our individual medical histories or background and how it kind of like things that we have in common might even stem from being a sick kid.
Very possibly.
Like,
yeah.
With like the movie quotes and everything and music. And
for me, being terrible at sports. All sports. Except for now, darts. And dart is a sport because people watch it on television.
She needs this, guy.
I totally need this. And I'm kind of good at it sometimes. Sometimes.
You're fantastic at it.
Thank you.
I can't even make a sarcastic joke there. That's...
Now, my only ploy in darts, it's really good. You just aim for the bullseye every single time. And then sometimes you hit other things.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Sex Panther by Odeon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, aim for the bullseye. I love them. I don't know why we're yelling. Movie quotes. Yeah, so we know the same movie quotes, like down to a T.
But we both probably spend a lot of time just watching movies, recovering or in the hospital or...
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Dealing with our shit.
And your medical issue, if you wanted to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. So I have long QT syndrome. And when I was 13, my heart stopped in a pool and I had to get a pacemaker for 6 years. I do not have it anymore. Still have the wires in me.
But that bionic.
That's why I'm so good.
The rope. We'll keep
rolling. So like, anyways, yeah, that might be why I'm so good at this. But yeah.
And what maybe why I'm not as good at it, because I am a flowy, flowy person.
Yes,
you're flowy, flowy too.
I do not have a grace about my flow.
I hop. I'm on the tipsiest of my toesies all the time because I'm so aware of my surroundings.
Is that a joke?
I'm absolutely unaware at almost all points in time.
I was hoping that was a joke.
It's super a joke. Like this is awkward. Nobody told you.
Do I have to be the one? Because I'm still new.
You're not that new.
Yeah, true.
I feel like times in friendships, a lot of it is like how many hours you've spent together.
That's true.
So sometimes...
But I am a house cat too. I just like to come to people's homes and then I'm like, I'm here now.
And stay forever. In a wonderful, wonderful way.
I mean, you can also tell me to leave whenever.
I would never. But yeah, no, hours with people. Sometimes you see friends and you only get to spend like a few hours with them, you know, once a week or something like that. And that's a treat. Why in high school you got to spend so much time with people. So then like those are the memories of people that are really like implanted.
Yeah.
High school and tree planting. You live with these people.
Oh, camp for me too. Yeah. Yeah, the out trips and like you bonded with those people after being out on a like 5 to 7 day like out trip in Port Todd, and you're like, feel like you just went through hell. But you're like,
you're my bro.
You did that.
You're my boy Blue.
You're my boy Blue. But yeah, so like back to the medical stuff. Spent a lot of time recovering, and then with your situation.
Yeah, I had very bad asthma, but allergic to a lot of things, mainly indoor. But like cats and dogs and stuff like that. And everybody has cats and dogs. So obviously I didn't want to miss out on any birthday parties and such
you
things.
You were also totally the person who's like, fluffy cat.
Well, no, I used to come home when I was younger and I don't know, primary school, middle school, and have like hives and stuff all over me. And I'd be wheezy. And I was like, were you playing with the kittens at the mall again? I'm like, they're so cute.
How can you
walk by a glass door with a bunch of kittens in it and not be like, I'm going in there?
The fluffiest.
They're so fluffy. So yeah, I spent a lot of time in the hospital with medical issues, but like the asthma was a big one, and I loved it. I don't know if we touched on this in the first episode at all, but like the nurses and how they treat you in the hospital as a kid, they're just like the sweetest things ever. And they treat you like you're a little angel, and they come in and give you salty air.
I felt like they treated me like I was like superwoman. Like they're like, you just dealt with that. And I'm like, I did, didn't I?
Did.
To do that. Thank you.
Got through it. Some people would say to us, your body is faulty, and if it was Sparta, we'd get thrown off a cliff.
This is Sparta. Or I went under the table because I thought that was a little much.
Cute shoes, though.
Oh, my shoes. Oh, I should have been wearing my shoes to, like, you know, maybe promote them a bit, but
they're over there. We could put them on. Shoe change.
Shoe change.
Shoe change. Oh, my God, what lovely shoes those are.
Oh, thank you. I made them. I designed them. I shouldn't say I made them. It's not like I
sewed them yourself.
Shoe smith? Is that what they're called? Shoemaker.
Shoemaker sounds better. I like shoesmith, though.
I know, I was thinking of a blacksmith.
Blacksmith, yeah. They call John a shoemaker. You fuck one goat. Everyone knows that joke, and if you don't, Google it.
Yeah, we're not here to explain it.
Where did we leave off? Medical things.
Yes, go on.
I think also with medical things, it does, it's not the kind of attention you would get in sports and stuff like that, but it's a different kind of attention. It's a lot of like personal one-on-one, I don't know, you just get a lot of attention from people.
Yeah.
Which I think translates into later life enjoying attention. But positive attention.
Us? Never. That's so unlike us.
Anybody that posts pictures of themselves in any sense is looking for some amount of attention. And people say, like,
and
attention.
And I thought I will be like, mental health, am I doing it right?
Well, people
basically
act,
just saying, I need attention today, please.
I know, but people act like attention is a bad thing. You're like, oh, that person's an attention whore. Whatever, it's positive attention. And if you say something that people want to hear, want to listen to.
Self-aware. You know, just like, it's one thing to be like, I'm going to post this picture today and bask in the likes of all of it. Versus like, I don't know, making something up. Like lying in order to get attention.
That's crazy,
right? There's different levels to it. Being self-aware of where the line is important.
Is that something we should touch on at all?
Perhaps in a later episode.
Yeah.
This one, that got weird.
Yeah, that did get weird.
That might be interesting.
We're like, is there something we should delve into? Do you know people who lie, B?
Never. I mean.
People that are potentially dishonest about their intentions?
Or even dishonest about your actions. You know, like there's been some experiences in our lives that we do need to touch on and how it like shaped us. And
I just don't understand it. Like there's so many interesting things that happen in life anyways. Why you gotta lie about it?
Yeah.
Like I guess people lie for purposes, right? It's easier sometimes to get out of a situation.
I also think sometimes people are ashamed or don't even understand. Again, not being self-aware and not knowing why you did something, but knowing on some level that it's wrong. I think some people lie because it's just like they are almost ashamed of it, or they're scared somebody else will be.
For sure.
You know, people lie, and we got into that. Maybe we'll move on to, like, you know, that's going to be a different episode. So...
Ooh, another fun thing. Did I talk about the eye patch in the first one?
You said something about because the Irish pirate noise that came out of you.
Yes, but so we've had a little bit of difficulty with recording where we have recorded more than one episode, but sometimes the mics weren't working. One time the camera wasn't turned on. It's just a thing that happens. It might have been a 30-minute episode.
Also one time... the microphones broke.
I broke the microphones too, okay? I'm a bit of a disaster. It's probably because of how self-aware I am. Which doesn't make any sense.
But we might actually be able to get some of the recording off of one pair and use at least the audio. However, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I've been actually so happy and... like almost a little overwhelmed by the amount of people who have gotten in contact since the first episode and been like, either they want to be on the show or that they really think that this is like an important topic and like things to open conversation is important. And that's really great to hear. I'm really happy about that. I hope that it continues to go that way.
No, all positive feedback so far, which is like really nice. And mostly friends and family, which is awesome because that's who's watching us right now, are all of our friends and family. And just want to say, you're amazing. Love you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's weird to be on the other side of this. And like, I can just imagine watching one of those videos where people are like, thank you though. It's just like, that's so weird to be saying it. And genuinely, like, I genuinely mean that. Yeah.
Just, but when you watch it, you're like those people are kind of full of shit. Because you're like, thank you, our listeners.
Yeah.
Please send money. Buy our wares.
Shoes.
Product placement.
But at least it's my own.
If we say product placement, does that count? Is there like a thing that we can get my product placement? And then it'll be like Tide Pods. Do not eat them.
That's a good thing to represent. I think so.
All I can think right now are liars. Like that's just like what's stuck in my head now. And we wanted to do all positive things.
But you know what? Actually touching on that, one of the things that I think both of us can relate to is the idea that like it hasn't just been in a romantic relationship or not just a friendship or anything like that, but there's been situations where you find out somebody's lied and it's like that totally changes the dynamic of the relationship overall. And lots of people have different reasons for it, but it is another, maybe one of the episodes in the future can be like your relationship with lying, because you know, I do think there's a difference between somebody who is a liar and somebody who, you know, like when a kid is I remember my mom being like, how did you get a battery stuck up your nose, which is a story for a different day, but I looked at her and was like, the cat did it. That's a very different situation than like I don't know, manipulating somebody with lies.
Mrs. Krabappel worked salt into my mouth and then I ate it. Can I have another one?
I want to talk about how much of a relationship I have to Ralph.
I'm in danger.
It tastes like burning.
I also have a bit of a relationship to Ralph because I think very often I'm in danger. I put myself in this situation.
There are times I've been like, okay, we're going this way now.
Maybe this person is so nice and they genuinely care about me. this is a scary man at a bar and you need to leave.
Yeah, you're such a pretty girl.
Small though, so I fit in the back of a trunk really easily.
But let's not don't put steal this me. Out in the world.
They know. You're the one that walked down the street when you were university with accepts candy from strangers.
I take candy from strangers. And I immediately walked back into the dorm room. And went to the nice guy who lived across the hall. I did call him, I think, the creepy old guy of Rez.
Who was probably 21 years old.
23, 24, even not, oh my God. That's. Anyways, I looked directly at him and I was like, I'm not allowed to go anywhere by myself anymore. You have to come with me. I was not in a safe area.
Where were you?
Scarborough.
As a 18-year-old little ginger girl with a shirt that says "I take candy from strangers."
All right, but listen,
and I'm not self-aware.
How old am I now? And I would never do that. I still feel like you could.
It's possible, actually. Now I'm like, I'm gonna Google where do I buy this shirt. You probably still have it.
I do.
Oh, that's amazing.
I do.
She keeps clothes from Forever's, which is awesome, but hers are all in really good shape because she has lots of clothes. I keep clothes from Forever's and they're all holy and stretched out, but I'm like, these are my special pants. I love these ones.
As I'm wearing ripped jeans.
Yeah, but they look like, I wanted to say clinically ripped, but they look like
strategically ripped.
That's the word. They look clinically ripped.
Back to our medical.
Oh my God, clinically ripped. That would be like a horrible name for after a baby. Clinically ripped.
I thought you were going to go with like somebody who was shredded or something like that. That, oh my God. I'm going to have nightmares about that.
Bro, do you even lift?
Clinically
ripped. Never thought of that before. It's really scary. Don't say it. Our mothers did go through a lot to bring us here, and for that we say thank you.
Yes.
For being clinically rude.
I love you, Mommy.
So when I was saying before what I talked about potentially in the first one, but might have been one of the ones that got mistaken. Let's call it a mistaken episode because I didn't
know.
No,
we can just always like rewatch the first one and we would be able to know this.
Oh, I know. But oh, okay.
It's been so long ago.
It's been so long ago. It was a whole week. But when I was younger, I wore an eye patch in grade one because my parents didn't know that I was pretty much blind in one eye. I fell down all the time. There's actual pictures of me mid-air.
That's amazing.
And this is not like a camera that takes a million pictures. This is like a camera back in the day. Quick cell phone break, not ours.
It's fine.
My lovely mother's. Always very loud. So you can hear it.
Yes.
Like all noises in general are made so you can hear them.
I mean, that's how noise works.
Yeah. That's science.
I'm so sorry.
back to being a dirty pirate hooker. So in grade one, I had a lazy eye. It was like 20,000, whatever that means. So I had to wear a eye patch on my good eye so I could actually see. And my mom, little sweetheart that she is, let me pick out a sticker every day to put on it so I wasn't embarrassed.
That's so cute.
It's so cute, isn't it?
I love that.
I love it. The scratch and sniff one hurt a little bit, but I don't know, that was when she was being funny. Just kidding. But as I was saying, I was a little bit of a pirate in grade one. I had an eye patch. Sometimes I had I didn't really have a bum leg or anything like that, but yeah, and the hook hand is actually healed really nicely.
Really nicely. It's so great out there.
Har. But
I used to get stuck at the lockers. So.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's another place where I feel like, you know, we were not the epitome of like the cool kid in school.
I was friends with all the cool kids.
Though. Oh, yeah. I went to a lot of different schools too because different areas. So
the cool kids in my depending school on the played area. Sports and drank. And that was like, basically, yeah, if you went to a party, I don't even know. Cool kids doesn't even make a difference in the world
it
in
doesn't.
General.
It doesn't.
It would be like being at a place that other people are at. And yeah, that's what makes you a cool kid.
That is really the thing.
That is the definition of, but I also thought all my friends were super cool. They were really good at sports.
I thought my friends were super cool.
Yeah. And I was like.
I mean, they were.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Still are. All my friends are wicked cool.
Why would I not
want to be friends with them? They're wicked cool.
Yeah, wicked cool.
Wicked cool. Rad, even. I would say rad. I don't know what I was doing with my hands there.
I think you were trying to do this.
I did, like, rad. I don't, that doesn't seem like, yeah, rad. Three times rad. That's why. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
This is thrice I have asked you now.
I have devised a series of tasks, each more diabolical than the last.
Than the last.
Oh, whatever. It's words. Words are hard.
Oh, so pretty.
Plus, if we say everything in sync, that's just going to be super weird all the time.
Yeah, there needs to be some differentiating factor. Yeah.
Besides the hair and everything else about us.
Yeah, like physically.
Physically. Emotionally, maybe fairly similar.
Yeah, that's, we'll get into that later.
I am much less of a house cat, though. I really do like alone time. I like being around people, obviously. But, like, I love my alone time. I love hammocking by myself. I just, like, really like it. And I feel like it's important for people to be able to be alone. And like a lot of people, it's like lonely and like you get your alone time too, obviously.
Yeah.
But like.
Oh, yeah. I love my alone time when it's like, I want my alone time.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like, ooh. But I just mean like, I mean, you've seen it. It's not very often that I invite people into sort of like my place.
No.
Like it's, and not that I wouldn't. It's just like, oh, it's so much more convenient to be able to leave whenever I want.
And most people can't even get into a car.
I know. There's a method to the madness.
I'm sorry. I just have too much stuff in the back seat. I can't let you in.
I mean, I can only drive so many people. So sorry.
Sorry about that. My car has lots of space, so I'll give you a ride. You just have to be in there with all the McDonald's wrappers.
And only empty. Between certain hours of the day, and only if... It's like,
oh, like driving at night.
You're in the appropriate state of mind for driving.
I also don't drive after I've had a drink or some mushrooms.
That's a good choice. Don't.
I would never. It's a terrible idea. I'm not the best driver anyways. Back to my horrible vision. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for thinking it was hilarious that I could cross my eyes so well.
You're right into walls.
All the time.
I ran into door frames.
Me too.
Like,
yeah.
It was like I'd be look, and I still do it sometimes where it's like I'll walk through a door frame and like as I'm getting close to it, I'll be like, don't hit your shoulder on the door frame. And as I say it to myself, I only say it when clearly like my center of gravity is off and
your actual body is about to move into the door frame.
Every time. Or it'll be like I'm not thinking about it and then my shirt or the pocket of like a sweater just gets caught on the door handle and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. I'm stuck forever. Yeah. When will this ever end? I've definitely had times where I've been stuck on something with like, you know, a little hook on your bra or like a watch strap. And I'm like, help me. Yeah. I'm like, I can't do it. If I move, it's going to rip. Help me. Just remembering all those wonderful, wonderful times.
I mean, we're going to be probably getting into a lot more of that sort of stuff too. Just. We should probably wrap this one up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's been about, I mean, coming to that time.
It's coming and to that time.
We still have so many more to refilm from our experiences over the last week.
It wasn't me. It was the mustachio job.
Oh, you never catch me, capo, you see?
Never catch me alive, capo. Where?
Oh, okay.
So, this is the conclusion of our probably second episode, aka ninth hour of filming.
Hopefully we can cut that down. Watch next week. It takes us like 24.
Do it in the immediate time. But thank you so much for joining us this week. And thanks for like kind of
putting up with it.
Putting up with it.
As we're learning as we go. And obviously this didn't come out on the right at the right time. But you know, we had to let you get better and had to.
It's all my fault all the time, apparently.
I'm glad you recognize it. Self-awareness is important.
Everything is all my fault. I hate myself. I'm stupid.
Oh, worst. I'm the worst.
I'm the worst. Why does anyone like me? But
you're a fun girl. You are too.
That's why. A fun girl. Yeah. We are a fun girl.
I like us.
Thank you for making it to the end of our episode. Yeah. Anybody that's watching that's not fast forwarding, which I think my mother did.
I mean, it still probably looks as a view, so I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's still a viewsies. Yeah. Views. So we will end this the way we always end this.
Yep. All right, guys.
Gotta move the chairs. Gotta hope for the best. I'm going to take my ring off because this is super breakable.
Oh, good
idea. Yeah, it would just like fly.
Good idea.
Okay, right. We got room. We're going to do it.
All right.
Oh, I think I hit your actual ass on that one.
A little bit of my hips.
A little bit of the hips.
Still works. But you know what? Yeah, it still works. Oh, I like the little foot. You're floating.
I am floating.
Robot.
All right. Thank you so much.